Stretch Code. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everyone. It's Drew Badger. This is the Big Scary News for episode 292. And we're going to start things off with this from the Black Ops Haunted House in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Black Ops Haunted House and Zombie Hayride cordially invite you to attend our costume party on October 12th. Wear your best costume and join us for a scary good time. There will be prizes for best costumes, but keep them tasteful. Note, you must have a ticket to the Zombie Hayride or the Haunted House to participate. Keep up with more on their Facebook page. We have this from the 8th Annual Hauntazar coming to St. Petersburg, Florida. The 8th Annual Hauntazar will be held on Saturday, October 12th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Savant on 2nd, located at 634 2nd Avenue South in downtown St. Petersburg. This year's Haunted Bazaar is bigger and better than ever, with expanded shopping hours, a larger venue, and even more creepy creatives selling their wares. 3 dozen makers will exhibit their art, jewelry, snacks, candles, collectibles, home decor, and more, all with a spooky seasonal vibe. There will even be a tarot card reader. Don't miss this fun and free event, and the first 31 people who enter will receive a special surprise gift. Come dressed in your favorite Halloween outfit and be part of the fun. More information at iLoveTheBurg.com/events. Staying in Florida, we have this news from Creepy Hollow Woods in Jay, Florida. Hello all, I want to make an announcement about how we'll be handling security at Creepy Hollow Woods this year. Due to the current state of consistent threats and social media when it comes to the local areas, an unfortunate state of uncertainty with safety, we have decided to implement our security wands at Creepy Hollow this year. Every guest will be required to be checked prior towards going to the ticket booth. While we are massive fans of CCW and freely carrying, we also cannot take the risk of unruly or individuals with negative intent coming onto the property. This decision was not made lightly by any means, nor do we ever wish to keep anyone from protecting themselves or others, but rest assured we do have our PD presence as well as other means of protection on site. Our actors' safety, as well as the safety of our staff and patrons, is our top priority. We greatly appreciate your understanding and cooperation as we navigate through the world that we live today. If there are any questions, please feel free to reach out on our Facebook page. Get more information at facebook.com/creepyhollowwoodsfl. We have this from the Fearscapes Haunt and Escape Room in Elwood City, Pennsylvania. After weighing our options, we've made the difficult decision not to operate this haunt season. Thank you to everyone who has supported us over the past 6 years in Elwood City, and we look forward to seeing you again in 2025. Keep up with any updates on their Facebook page, facebook.com/fearscapeshauntandescaperoom. We have this from Foster's Haunted Trail in Wedowee, Alabama. I do not know if I pronounced that correctly, and I apologize in advance. As sad as I hate to say, due to Mother Nature and medical problems, the trail will not open this year. Lord willing, we'll be open next season. We do apologize and hope everyone gets out and enjoys other local haunts. Keep up with updates at facebook.com slash Foster's Crossroads Haunted Trail. Even more sad news, this time from the Haunted House of Horror in Courtland, Alabama. Unfortunately, the Haunted House of Horror will not be operating this year. We would like to thank all of our loyal customers that have visited us for the past 15 years, and we also want to thank all of our haunt babies who have worked their butts off for us throughout the past years. We love you all. Keep up with any updates at their Facebook page, facebook.com/Haunted House of Horror. We have this from the Dent Schoolhouse in Cincinnati, Ohio. Policy changes for the Halloween tradition starting this year. Producing a safe and fun show has always been our top priority at the Dent Schoolhouse. Incidents of unruly and inappropriate behavior have increased across the entertainment industry. We've been a haunted attraction for 28 years and are committed to keeping the Dent Schoolhouse as a place where everyone can come together to enjoy Cincinnati's Halloween tradition. We believe that this new chaperone policy, as well as new security detail, will help ensure that the Dent Schoolhouse continues to have a fun and positive atmosphere for all haunt seekers as they look for a night of Halloween fun. We love our community and we appreciate your cooperation. We look forward to having you at the schoolhouse this year and appreciate your support of our small local business. For more on the chaperone policy, visit dentschoolhouse.com/chaperone-policy. We have this news from the Nightmare Factory in Wabash, Indiana. Join us on October 19th for a night filled with frightful fun where you can explore our haunted attractions while enjoying some live music. As you navigate our chilling corridors, you'll come face to face with eerie characters and heart-stopping frights that are sure to send chills down your spine. Each room unfolds a unique tale, drawing you into a realm of terror and fantasy. To heighten the spooky ambiance, we're thrilled to present the live band Grave Robber, who will keep the energy buzzing all night long. Enjoy a mix of haunting melodies and dance-worthy tracks in between the scares. This is the perfect weekend outing for thrill seekers, friends, and families eager to embrace the Halloween spirit. Whether you love haunted houses or just want a fun night out, the Nightmare Factory guarantees an unforgettable experience. The box office closes at midnight, and the facility closes at 2 a.m. Get more information at thenightmarefactory.com. We have this from the Hidden Haunted Attraction in East Liverpool, Ohio. If you're interested in bringing a craft vendor for our 4th annual Halloween Spooktacular on October 27th, be sure to sign up before it's too late. There's fun for the whole family, rain or shine, food, craft vendors, a Chinese auction, a trick-or-treat trail, pony rides, music, and much more. For more information, please contact Trista Slater at try.state.vendor.craft.shows@gmail.com. Get more information at facebook.com/thehiddenhauntedattraction. Even more Ohio news with this news from the Lake Erie Hollow Fest in Sandusky. Kick off October at one of the most haunted locations in northern Ohio, the Haunted Beale Manor. Join Special Investigator and 24 Hours in Hell star psychic medium Larissa Rex on October 5th from 8 p.m. to 3 a.m., maybe a little later if we need to stay, as we investigate this location. There are only 10 spots available, and this event benefits Safe Harbor and Care and Share of Erie County. For more information or to purchase tickets or start a payment plan, visit EclipseParanormal.com. and click on 2024 Investigations. All tickets include admission to the Lake Erie Hollow Fest at the VFW Post in Sandusky from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. You must be at least 18 years of age to attend, and get more information at facebook.com/Lake Erie Hollow Fest. We have an update to Days of the Dead coming to Chicago. Days of the Dead Chicago is thrilled to announce the addition of legendary musician and actor Alice Cooper to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Chicago, happening November 22nd through the 24th at the Crown Plaza Chicago O'Hare Hotel. Alice Cooper is an American rock singer and songwriter whose career spans 60 years. With a raspy voice and a stage show that features numerous props and stage illusions, Cooper is considered by many music journalists and peers to be the godfather of shock rock. He's drawn equally from horror films, vaudeville, and garage rock to pioneer a macabre and theatrical brand of rock designed to shock audiences. Get tickets and more information at daysofthedead.com. We have this from the Aberdeen Haunted Forest in Aberdeen, South Dakota. We currently are needing volunteers for all aspects of our haunted forest. We're in need of volunteers to help with construction. This includes lifting heavy panels, light panels, moving things from storage to where the scenes are, and building the scenes by bracing panels and securing them. Beginning October 1st, we'll meet nightly during the week, and on weekends, the times may vary. You can message our page for more information. We're also needing volunteers to help with teardown. We're tearing everything down as much as possible in one day, and that will be Sunday, October 27th. We undo the bracing on panels and load everything into trailers to take it back to storage. The more help we get, the quicker this goes for everyone. We're also in need of volunteers to help with acting. This can be from scaring people to handing out 3D glasses. We need all the help we can get to make these scenes as effective as possible. This would be for Friday and Saturday night, and we need you there the whole time. We meet at 5 to place people in scenes and then get you into costume and makeup, and we're usually done around midnight and meet at the pavilion to have pizza and refreshments. We also provide snacks and waters at all scenes for actors during the night and dress for the weather as it can get cold. If you're wanting to help or are part of another group looking for opportunities for your club, please reach out to us by messaging our Facebook page. If you've already messaged us about helping, thank you. Reach out and get more information at facebook.com/AberdeenHauntedForest or visit AberdeenHauntedForest.com. We have this update from our friend of the show, Jimmy Psycho. Hello, fiends. I'm beyond hexcited to announce that Thea and I will be bringing the Infernal Order of the Black Flame as the musical guest at the Exoticon Super Shock Show at the iconic Mayan Theater in Los Angeles on October 3rd. Get ready for a goth exotica boom of epic proportions. This is the event to kick off your spooky season. Tickets are available now. Get more information at exoticon.com. And finally, we have this news from General Mills Monster Cereals. This comes to us via generalmills.com. Monster Cereals are making their grand return to shelves this year with new pet-shaped marshmallow pals. This season, our monsters are turning up the frightful fun by bringing along their own scary sidekicks. That's right, Halloween's hottest haunters are obsessed with their pets, just like the rest of us, and they're here to make your Halloween mornings more mischievous than ever. Count Chocula with Igor the Spider, Frankenberry with Benny the Bat, Boo Berry with Meow Berry the Cat, and Carmella Creeper with Scratch the Snake. And if one monster isn't enough to satisfy your spooky cravings, get ready for a hauntingly delicious bowl of Frightful Friends. This limited edition cereal combines all of your favorite monster flavors with the new pet-shaped marshmallows, bringing the spooky pet party to every spoonful. This Halloween, let the monsters and their frightful friends bring some festive fun to your spooky season celebrations, because after all, what's a party without pets? But be forewarned, these ghastly duos are only haunting shelves for a limited time, so stock up at any nationwide retailer before they vanish, and we dare you to try all 5. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog,
the right haze juice for your machine, a bold juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet. Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you remember us talking at Midsummer Scream about an event happening in October at the Mayan Theater in Los Angeles, that would be ExoticCon. We talked to a couple of the organizers while we were down in Long Beach, and they casually mentioned that one of the performers there is a very good friend of the show. In fact, here's your fun fact of the day. The very first person I ever interviewed for a podcast is this person right here. He has been on the show many, many times. You hear his music out many, many times, and he has got more music coming out, which you will hear on the show very, very soon. If you haven't figured it out by now, it's our very good friend Jimmy Psycho, who is recently back in Southern California doing all things psychotic, I have no doubt. Jimmy, my friend, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm life is good. Life is good. No real complaints. Just happy all the time and staying busy and then just living life.
You know, the first time we met, I think it was like 2001 with the band Psychocharger playing Elvis Fest, and you and I have shared the stage many a time with my various bands that I've been a part of. And you know, when I got into podcasting, we interviewed you, and for the previous podcast we worked on, you know, I interviewed a lot of bands. You had to be the first person I talked to, and it just kind of has escalated from there. You moved from New York to L.A., back to Ohio, and now you're back in Southern California, and you're going to be at ExoticCon in October at the Mayan Theater here. What's going on? What are you going to be performing and all that?
Okay, so ExoticCon is going to be... It's going to be so much fun. And honestly, it's an event that ever since the days of Psychocharger, I thought it'd be really awesome if we ever got a chance to, or ever myself or my band, ever got a chance to perform at one of those like old time spook shows.
Yes.
Modeled after the ones from like the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, where there's like, you know, there's like a magician, there's like there's burlesque, there's like music, and there's, you know, there's like the props of the ghosts flying over, you know, all those great spook show trailers that are out there. It's going to be a whole, part by part recreation of one of those events. And my band, my project here, the Infernal Order of the Black Flame, will be the special musical guest for the event.
So, I mean, I have heard some of that music. It is not what Psychocharger sounds like. You do have a wide range of tastes, so... Who is going to be performing with you? And for people unfamiliar, what is the style of music?
It's what we call it goth exotica. You know, it's kind of like our dark take on exotica music. And so it's pretty mellow. But I tell people, I go, you know, if all the Hammer horror movies took place in a tiki bar, and Vincent Price was making the tiki drinks, this is probably the music that would be playing within, you know. So it's very dark, very moody. You know, a lot of, and Taya, she plays theremin, so I'm kind of doing the things I do, like with the keyboards and the vibraphone, and she's doing her theremin melodies over it. So it's quite an impressive sound, I think.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a really fun show, and you should bring that to the Golden Tiki in Vegas at some point, because that happens to be like my favorite tiki bar.
It is a good place. I highly recommend it. One of the bars I always recommend people, they say, where's a good tiki bar? And I say, well, if you find yourself in Vegas, be sure you stop by the Golden Tiki.
Gotta love it. So, you know, it sounds like, you know, this is one appearance that you're making at ExoticCon. Is the Infernal Order of the Black Flame going to be on the road or anything, doing anything this winter? I mean, you know, winter's not a great time to tour, but, you know, are you guys going to hit the road or what?
Yeah, that's something that we were talking about doing, because we already have like a second release. Our first release is actually pretty much done. Well, it's coming out on October 1st. But we already have like enough material for a second release. So we're kind of like maybe waiting till that comes out and maybe doing like we thought about trying to do, because like I live in Southern California, Tay lives in Toronto, Canada. So we got to kind of find the middle ground to meet, but we're talking about maybe trying to do like a tiki bar tour or like tiki event tour, you know, from here and there. So yeah, we're definitely trying to put all that together. But yeah, it'll be getting around though.
It sounds like a lot of fun, and probably halfway would be somewhere around Oklahoma. So maybe you should start looking at that if you guys are actually
start in Oklahoma.
There you go. You know, I know some folks in Tulsa that would probably love to see you guys. So there you go. But let's talk a little bit about Psychocharger. You know, we have been playing your music almost since day one. You know, we've been big fans of the music, and you've been a big fan of the show, and we appreciate you sending us music from time to time. You just sent us some brand new music that you're going to hear on the show again very, very soon. Could be the very next show. We'll have to see. But it sounds like you've got a big release coming up.
Yes, we do. And I'm thrilled that this record is coming out. And it's actually going to be a record. It's going to be on vinyl. It'll also be on all the streaming services. But, this record actually started getting written and recorded by myself and Chris, the bass player. We started working on this like during the pandemic, and then we said we're going to take our time on it. But you know, the thing about Psychocharger, if you know our history, you know our early songs were very kind of simple. But then as we started getting drawn into doing like movie songs, you know, movie soundtrack stuff, the songs kind of got to be like kind of bigger. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you know, there were like three or four guitar parts, and it got to the point where we couldn't really play those songs live, you know, because there just wasn't enough. We'd have to have like 12 people on stage with us, you know. So it got kind of big. And I found out that's why the Beatles stopped playing too, because their songs got too big too. So I guess it's not a bad thing in that company. But anyway, so this record, we kind of took it back, you know. All songs are like 3-4 minutes long, you know, maybe 1-2 guitar parts. It's all very stripped down, a little more primal, a little more like our earlier stuff. So I love every single song. I feel like this is like the best thing we've ever done. So I'm really proud of this record. I can't wait for people to hear it.
Are you going to keep it as a trio, or are you going to add like a second guitar player?
Yeah, that's we've always kind of had like that second guitar player that would be floating in and out. So I guess once we get into rehearsals, if we can do it as a three-piece, we'll stick with a three-piece.
You know, that's the Psychocharger we know and love here for all the years that I've known you and been out there. So what is what's going on with the release? I mean, do you have an actual release date on this? I mean,
we just got word that the records got done printing. So the records are printed, or they're preparing to be mailed to us as we speak. So, you know, with all the printing delays, we decided we wouldn't announce like a release date, because, you know, invariably we release we send out a release date. If you know how vinyl is these days, there's always constant delays and things like that. So we're like, well, I don't want to announce a release date then have it delayed 6 weeks because we don't have the records, you know?
Sure.
So I think we're going to really think this through. We're going to get the records in and maybe do like a special pre-sale from our website of the records, and then and I think we're really going to try to like plan out like a really good like we really want to try to do a really smart, you know, marketing strategy of getting it out to various places. We got a couple of distributors that are interested that we're going to talk to and see who can get it where, that kind of thing. So, you know, see who can get into places that we usually can't, you know.
Well, you know, I happen to know of this holiday that's coming up in about 5 or 6 weeks. That might be an excellent time to release some information, kind of, you know, kind of fitting for the music.
There you go, right? You never know.
It would be kind of interesting there. Now, of course, not only is Psychocharger, the Infernal Armor, or Infernal Order of the Black Flame, God, that's a long name, you've got the Jimmy Psycho Experience, which is the experiment, which is really cool. It's totally different from what people know from your music. It's lounge music, for lack of a better word, in my opinion. Any news on recordings from that?
Oh yeah. That was the third project that I worked on in the past calendar year. So, that new release, well, I think it might come out towards the end of this year. maybe early next year. But it's a collection of lounge versions of yacht rock
songs. Really?
So it just kind of seemed like it would go together. And I'll be 2 days after, Exoticon's the 3rd, I'll be playing the Jimmy Psycho Experiment in Palm Springs at the Circa Caliente event there. And I'm going to be debuting some of those takes on the yacht rock there at that event. So it should be a good time.
So we're going to hear like Christopher Cross or Asia.
Yeah, there really is a Christopher Cross song in there.
Oh, God, you're kidding.
I just recently released that song, Summer Breeze. Do you remember that
Seals
one?
And Croft?
Who sings, oh my gosh, English?
Seals and Croft.
Yes, Seals, thank you. Oh my
Although
gosh,
Typo Seals Negative did a really good version of it, too.
Who did?
Typo Negative.
Oh, that version is great, right? So that one's going to be called Yacht Rockin'. That's going to be that record when it comes out.
Well, I think you probably need to send us some of that so we can get that on the show at some point. That's going to be fun here. So, but let me ask you this. You know, something I don't think I've ever asked you for over all the years that we've known each other. What does Jimmy Psycho do for Halloween when you basically kind of live the Halloween lounging, you know, rock star lifestyle? What is your Halloween now that you're back in Southern California and you're not going to have the leaves aren't going to be changing, you know, they're still going to be surfing and skateboarding and all that, you know, SoCal stuff that all you beautiful people like to do out there. But what do you do?
Oh, I got a couple fun things planned out here for the Halloween season. There's Universal, Halloween Horror Nights. That's always a good thing. But I kind of want to do things this year that I always wanted to do, but I never had a chance to. So, what day is it? Like the week before Halloween, there's going to be a reading of it's an annual event in Hollywood where they get like a lot of comedians, a lot of actors, and they do a reading of Ed Wood's Plan 9 from Outer Space script.
Ooh,
yeah. And so this year it's what's the actor he's going to be in? I'm trying to, you know, the guy that was in he played like the main host in oh my gosh, I'm blanking out. The Devil, Late Night with the Devil, that show.
I would not know. I'm sorry, I'm not familiar.
What's his name? But anyway, yeah, he's going to be part of that show. And so I'm looking forward to that. Then 2 days later, I'm going to go see the Spanish version of Dracula at the L.A. Opera. But they're going to have a live orchestra playing like the score that was never written for that film. So,
oh, wow.
And then actually on Halloween night, but it seems like there's more kids getting out and about trick-or-treating. So I just like to stay home and pass out candy and, you know, play some spooky tunes, you know, have some spooky on TV for my own amusement, and then get up and pass out candy whenever somebody shows up. So that's kind of what I got going on.
Yeah, that just sounds delightful. You know, people are kind of rediscovering Halloween now. You know, everybody's, you know, so into haunted houses and all the movies and everything. But yeah, it really kind of comes down to the kids and trick-or-treating, and I'm seeing more and more of those at least in my area, so I'm glad. You know, my kids are grown now, so they're not out there in costume or anything, but it is nice to go drive around and see just neighborhoods filled with kids doing that these days.
I agree. It seems like that kind of went away for a while, right?
Yeah.
Now it kind of seems like it's happening again, so it's just really good to see. I agree, because that to me, that was always like the best time, you know, of the year, you know. What I was reading about how like Halloween is now like the second highest grossing revenue holiday behind Christmas or something like that. Now
we hit $10 billion last year with a B.
Insane, yeah.
But not that that's a bad thing, because you know we still love the spooky season.
Oh yeah, yeah, and how it's gone from like a holiday that we celebrate one day a year to this whole basically year-long thing now, right?
Absolutely. Hopefully, you know, conventions and trade shows and horror cons and all that stuff, you know, with all the Christmas haunted houses with Krampus and Valentine's Day stuff and all that stuff. You can't get away from Halloween now, and then that's a good thing, I think.
I agree.
Not oversaturing the market yet, and you know, we're just going to ride it out and just be spooky year round, and most people love it.
Exactly. I'm with you.
So let's talk about when the releases are coming out, where people can get more information. Maybe they can go ahead and pre-order some of these stuff, the names of the releases when they're getting ready to come out. Tell us where people can get all this information with websites and social medias.
Okay, yes, so sure. Probably the main website, and I'm actually getting pretty good at keep putting all the links and stuff, but just go to jimmypsycho.com. And you do the drop down. I usually put everything on the first page. That's if you hit that page, it'll give you the links for all the releases. But coming out October 1st, The Infernal Order of the Black Flame, Goth Zotica, GOTHXOTICA, Goth Zotica, will be out on October 1st. And our website is gothzotica.com. The Psychocharger record will probably get out sometime by the end of this year, we hope. Yeah, as I said, they're being packaged to be shipped to us. So I was like, think maybe like a month or two, or as soon as they arrive, we'll probably do some kind of online, sale for everybody who wants to buy it early. And that'll be at psychocharger.com, which is also on jimmypsycho.com. And then the Yacht Rockin' Jimmy Psycho Experiment will probably be out like sometime right after the new year, early spring, I think. And, JimmyPsychoExperiment.com, but also how's that JimmyPsycho.com. So that's about it. I think that's all the .coms I got.
I'm sensing a theme here. Does the Psychocharger record have a name yet? A working title?
It does. It's going to be called. It's called Return of the Psycho, and the album artwork is in 3D, and it comes with a pair of 3D glasses to view it with, so you get the full effect.
Oh, that's brilliant!
Purchase. Yeah.
You got to love it. Well, once again, folks, I want to wish Jimmy Psycho, I want to be the first one to wish you happy Halloween this year. I know it's a little early, but it never really is it? But
it's always Halloween for us.
Absolutely. Once again, folks, you can go to jimmypsycho.com. You can go to psychocharger.com. You can go to the jimmypsychoexperiment.com. All these things, just look up Jimmy Psycho. Just Google him. You're going to find a whole lot of stuff and a whole lot of fun. And I'm assuming you still have a Facebook or an Instagram and some social medias out there for people.
Yep. And all those links are on there too. So
excellent. Well, Jimmy, again, it's great speaking to you again. I'm so happy that you moved back down to the LA area, and we'll just have to get together at Midsummer Scream and go check out some things.
Yeah, that's right. Give me the heads up of your arrival, and we'll figure it out.
Excellent. Once again, folks, JimmyPsycho.com, my friend Jimmy Psycho here with us all the way down in Southern California. My name is Drew Badger in Charlotte, North Carolina, battening down for this hurricane that's going to be hitting us this weekend. But you are listening to the Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.